Christine Beebe is here to talk about her new documentary series, We've Been Around, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Charlotte. Thanks for having me on your program.
Tell us about We've Been Around.
So We've Been Around is a series of five short films spanning from the Civil War up to the 1980s, where we want to convey to viewers that this experience isn't just a trend, but that it's part of our human existence and history. Each story is true. Each story is narrated by leaders in the trans and gender nonconforming community. And it's a series directed by Reese Ernst. And he has a certain style that I love. And what he does is he uses archival footage with live action, with animation, all tailored to these particular stories. And that's the gist. That's what the series is.
How did you become involved with the series?
I became involved with the series through the development producer. Her name is Zan Aranda, and she produced a series with Reese for Transparent called This Is Me, and she brought me on board to produce this series.
What do you hope to accomplish with We've Been Around?
We hope to shine a light on some of the unsung heroes of this trans community. It's only five stories. We could have told 150 if we had the money and time. So we did a lot of research, and we found five stories that are compelling and worth telling, where we could actually find some archival footage or some photographs of these trailblazers. And we want to tell the stories that haven't been heard, that show the strength of the trans men and women who fought for equal rights, respect, and recognition for all, starting way back up until now. So that's what we hope people take away from it. Even if they haven't thought of trans politics, or even if they don't know a trans person, we're hoping that we do hit some sort of chord and make people think.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I would say that my goal is to use storytelling. Like, this series, it's just like personal storytelling, and I find that to be really compelling, and I hope it resonates with people on a level that they feel like they understand subjects that they might not know about otherwise. And with this series and other work that I want to do, I want to use the medium to share the struggles of those who came before and will help lead the LGBT community in the future. I hope that this does that. And so projects like this with Resurgence is really fantastic for me on a personal level and a work level to be involved in something like this.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
With marriage equality now the law of the land, it would be great to see more LGBT protections. For example, it would be great to see more state and city ordinances passed, like the one recently passed in Charlotte, North Carolina, that prohibits businesses from discriminating against LGBT customers. And that is especially important because it allows trans residents to use the restrooms for the gender with which they identify. And that's happening state by state, and it's so important and something that we're really keeping our eye on.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
That's a tough question. Bullying happens everywhere, no matter what. However, I would say to this younger generation to look to the great progress being made and to find someone who they feel safe with to talk to. I mean, when I was growing up, it was so much harder. I know that that's hard to imagine, but it was. And now, transgender people are on TV. We're making films that are online. Like, there's just been so much progress, but there's just so much hope. So it's about finding the resources where they can see stories that are positive and find people who are role models, who have experienced what they've experienced, and just know that they're not alone, that there are people who love them, who want them to be happy, even strangers who love them and want them to be happy. So there are people out there. They just have to find them.
How can people get information about We've Been Around?
You can find We've Been Around online. The whole series is up on theadvocate.com and various Time Inc. sites like Entertainment Weekly, which is at ew.com, and people.com, and essence.com. So we're out there. You just have to search for us. We've been around. We're also doing the hashtag, we've been around.
What other projects are you working on?
I've been talking with Reese. He is a great director and creative force to be reckoned with, and I really enjoyed working with him on this series. And he's been talking about a middle-aged trans guy buddy movie, not a documentary style, but a scripted narrative. And I'd love to work with him in some capacity on that. So we've been throwing around ideas there. I'm also a documentary producer, and I'm two projects that are in the works right now, moving into post-production. One is called Once I Was. It's the story of Hal Ashby, the director of Harold and Maude, and Being There, and Coming Home, and The Landlord, and a whole bunch of great 70s classics. And another documentary that we're just locking picture on is called Tony Conrad, Completely in the Present. And that's also a featured documentary of the pioneering life and works of artist, musician, and educator Tony Conrad, who was there during the formation of the Velvet Underground and influenced a lot of great creative people, but not many people have actually heard of him, so we're kind of shining a light on him.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I guess I just want to point out that these five stories are only five of so many great stories about transgender folks through history. And I love the title of the series, We've Been Around, because that really speaks to the message, which is transgender folks have always been around. So I encourage people to research, to do their own research and find stories that inspire them as well.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
During the making of We've Been Around, some of the things that these trans pioneers have said have really stuck with us. So one of the shorts is about Lucy Hicks Anderson. And she was a real pioneer here in California, and this woman of color who thrived during the Prohibition in Ventura County. And she stood her ground to protect her marriage rights after being exposed as a transgender woman. Finally, when they discover her gender identity, she goes to court and they get her on falsifying marriage documents because she is a man who has married a man. So in court, when she stands up and she says this with such strength, she says, I defy any doctor in the world to prove that I am not a woman. I have dressed and acted as just what I am, a woman. And it just seems so powerful, that quote, at the time and at any time, to just be so true to who you are. It just is so inspiring to be so true to one's own self. And I really like that quote.